like love for your Nintendo Entertainment System. Now you and the games are one. Everything else is child's play.
Welcome to Casual Cowards of Gaming, pointcast number 24.1. My name is Chester.
I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
Oh, is that good? I like how Power Trip over there just totally stomped all over my name when I was trying to say it. It's cool. Because you're over there pushing buttons, and now you think you're in charge of everything.
You know what's funny is the all-stop button doesn't work on you. Doesn't help.
No. The all stab button works on me.
All stab.
Yeah. No, it's not like the Doughboy at all. Can you imagine that? Someone just stabs me. He's like, oh! Just spilling out, like, just gooey mess. That's hot. I like it.
So what are we doing here?
I'm talking about murdering
animals. Is this Pointcast 24.1?
Animals.
No. The evolution of the video game console controller.
Not to be mistaken with that guy diddling kids.
Right. This is not about the power glove.
Which is child's play.
Everything else is child's play.
Two together. That's awful. Child's play.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know, man. My mind is elsewhere. I'm not thinking about watching children like you freaks.
On the heels of our last episode, Lucas had the power glove, ironically arrested for diddling kids.
I'm really glad that we don't have to listen to that song again, because it was pretty bad.
Boom, 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 boom.
The late 80s, early 90s were just a bad time for everything.
Yeah, of course. The commercial actually looked like it was on the heels of the Apple commercial, where they had them running through the... like, where that lady spins the hammer around and throws it at the monitor.
Yeah.
Thanks, guy from Pepsi.
Guy from Pepsi.
Yeah, the head of Pepsi was brought over to Apple and
do ads.
He was the marketing guy from Pepsi. He was the one who like made Pepsi huge.
Oh.
So
it wasn't the delicious flavor?
No, it was
crystal clear Pepsi.
Yeah, crystal Pepsi. You gotta sell that shit. You gotta sell it because it's not gonna sell itself.
I drank it all the time. It didn't need marketing for me. Dude, that was clear soda. That was the coolest thing ever.
From the fat guy.
Like Sprite.
Tales from the fat guy.
From the fattest guy in the room.
No. The guy from Pepsi, he came over, and I think he was the marketing director of Pepsi. He came over to Apple. Steve Jobs brought him over to revamp the company. And the biggest commercial was like the Macintosh was supposed to quell all that was either IBM. I think it was they're all against IBM. And that was like the dystopia in 1984, because that's when the commercial was released. So that's when she spun around, flung it in there, and then Steve Jobs got fired.
Well, you know.
I just watched a movie. It's canon.
Was it the Ashton Kutcher movie?
Yes.
How'd that work out for him?
What, Steve Jobs?
Yeah. PCs were ruined forever, and everyone has an Apple now.
And he eventually died. I mean,
and then he got cancer and died.
But you know what? I know everybody everybody that I know except for Chester has owned an iPhone or an iPod.
I didn't purposely own an iPhone.
I owned an iPod.
Did you? No, an iPod. Those are the shit. You cannot discredit what he stole from some poor sap and like mass marketed it.
And it had solitaire
to the world.
It.
God damn it.
I played solitaire on my iPod.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I played Angry Birds.
Which feeds into the controller episode.
It really does.
It does. You know what? You didn't put on this outline, which as much as you guys knock on my outlines, you stop dead talking about motion control.
Not really. It's in there. I don't like it. I don't appreciate it, and I don't agree with it.
Oh, okay. Just like the Nazis didn't appreciate the Jews.
Yeah.
So the motion control is your Jew.
Good. And you're Hitler.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You're Hitler now.
Kind of.
Now you're Hitler.
Kind of like Hitler.
Yeah.
Kind of like Hitler. I've got the Hitler mustache on right now.
Yeah.
Freaking
You're hating on me for the things that I believe in.
Not believing what?
So you're hating on me for the things that I believe in.
I think it's the things you don't believe in, which is motion control.
The original intro that I did got put into a concentration camp.
Yeah.
And gassed.
It was terrible. You
I
know what?
It a lot.
We don't do outtakes on this shit, but we're going to put this at the end of it. And by we, I mean Ryan, you are going to put it on the end of this
No,
shit.
What I'm
going to
do is I'm going to cut out the one we just did and layer that one over the top.
No, where were you going with that? You were just like,
I liked it. It was sexy. It was hot. No, I'm still hard from it.
You like you got Nipples the good intro. Dick. He's like, oh, you're laughing, and he got to me. He's like, oh, and Dirk over there.
No, I didn't. I said Dirk Mattress.
That's your name. That's yeah, your
completely
that's
actually original. Your Thank name. You for that. Okay,
that's so why I apologize. He's, oh, see, I he's all butthurt about people making fun of his name. Yeah,
that's all good. I got. That's all I got.
You need one of those buttons that goes ooh
ooh. I've only got 8 of them, and the other ones are. I probably could put a couple more. What, you got a canker sore?
Yes.
Did you bite your lip?
No, I made out with your mom. I got one of those herpes infections.
My mom with breast cancer. My
she doesn't have mom. Breast cancer anymore.
God damn it, I know she doesn't. I just try to use that. It's been my go-to.
Years. It's been at least my go-to. Like 5-6 years. Get
listen,
over it.
Listen! She is a survivor.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
A survivor! Sorry.
I love you, Jan.
You don't,
Mrs.
You don't
Mattress, we love you.
My mom, who did not raise me in a trailer.
No, I had a piece of...
Oh, she did. A double wide.
I had a piece of blast media in my teeth, apparently, and I just bit it.
Blast media?
Yeah, aluminum oxide, felt like.
Okay, so this guy works in some type of shop that has blast media and burps. Was that Chester or was that you?
That was me. It's an official episode. Because
what the
I just
fuck are we talking about here?
Okay? Oh, controllers.
We've lost control.
We've lost control. No, just where the controller started and kind of like how it evolved into what we know now as a controller.
Which is a major part of the games because...
You can't control the game without the controller. Unless you have a Kinect and you're an asshole.
That's meta. Meta.
Yeah.
How are you going to control this shit?
Right? You're just watching Twitch at that point if you don't have a controller.
You're right. Derek, are you okay?
Derek lost.
Are you having a stroke? He's having a stroke. Do you smell almonds?
Mouthful of beer.
Almost got all over the mic.
Mic, the mixer, the computer, probably Ryan, dude. Holy shit.
Look like he had brain freeze or something.
Because everything else is just child's play.
All right, so let's get rolling here. It all started in
1958. Wow. 1958!
The future, the world of tomorrow.
Stop it, Terry.
Shut up. So that was the first video game. That was, it was called Tennis for Two. They used to have this visitor's day at Brookhaven National Laboratory. It was like one of those federal labs where they don't do anything and just collect government money. And for visitor's day, they used to just have like posters and brochures and people would just walk through and go, oh, look, this is where science happens. Well, this he wanted to create an interactive exhibit. So he set up this, you know what an oscilloscope is?
Yes.
So he set up an oscilloscope. Do you know what that is?
I don't know what that is.
It's like an EKG. It's the same principle. And what he did is he set up like a control knob to control how fast this light would move back and forth. So you could control the trajectory of how high you wanted it to go. And that was pretty much it. Just a knob that just turned up the power and turned it back down. And it would go over this little line back and forth.
Oh, that you know what? That just actually blew my mind because I was thinking about why they actually went with Pong, like the knob. So that was all it was doing was turning the...
No, Pong was actually moving the...
Well, no, but I'm saying like the actual mechanism for a knob was just turning basically, the power up and down, up and down.
Adjusting like, the power on like the frequency on an oscilloscope.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, it's actually... you should watch it after. It was pretty cool. And it was really smooth, too. Mind blown. Yeah, but 1958, that's pretty much the origin of the video game.
That's
before
awesome.
Any of us were even a twinkle in our daddy's nutsacks.
I think my dad was like 18.
Well, your dad's old, bro.
No, he wasn't 18. My bad.
I think my dad was like 3.
With his tiger.
What? Oh, yeah, my dad has a tiger tattoo. That's right. And then you got to go all the way to 1972 before... when actual video games actually started to make it.
I won't do it again.
You don't want to do that again? For the Odyssey, which was pretty much the first home video game console.
Are we going to make this a narrative?
Yeah.
We're just like...
No.
And in 1972, there were two knobs.
We'll get to a point where...
They dared to defile the gods and put two in.
You guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it had two knobs on it. Moved it up and down and back and forth. I mean, that was it.
It was like the etch a sketch of gaming.
Yeah, it did look. It was. It was like.
You know what's funny is I owned an Odyssey. I didn't realize what I had when I had it, but it was a pristine condition Odyssey that my neighbor gave to me. I won't talk about that because apparently we have 3 pages to go.
No, go ahead. Tell me all about it.
No, well, what game did you play on the Odyssey?
Pong.
Was it just Pong?
It was just Pong games. That's all it was back in the day.
Yeah. And they actually...
Ball moves around.
Well, no, the Odyssey, the controllers did not unplug. Like, all the light gun and the controllers were permanently attached.
And it was, like, this big... The wires were...
Bananas, yeah, they were...
Like, humongous, and they were not flexible like they are nowadays.
Yeah.
You know what Romex is? Mm-hmm. Like, did you have on your walls? It was like that. Big, humongous, fat wire.
Well, they got to protect the kids.
think of the children.
Always, think. Always.
That's the electrocution noise.
the only button it had was just reset, and that just started serving the ball again, and that was it.
Yeah, it was a difficult game to play because you had to cycle through a couple. You know what's funny is I bought this from the yard sale down the road from where I lived. Crazy guy, like, I'm sure he had a lot of cats, but his whole house was just junk. I bought it from him. Everything was still attached. The light gun game, I figured out...
The light gun, the shooting gallery.
Yeah, the shooting gallery. It must have been broken because I just pointed the gun at the ceiling.
No. Any source of light, that was what was so bad about it. It was the light gun, but it didn't need to be...
Pointed at the screen.
Yeah, and once we get further, we'll talk about how light guns work as we know them. But it was any light source, so it didn't really matter. It wasn't accurate.
Just as long as it reflected off of the sensor.
That was the trick. You just kind of pointed at the light bulb.
Well, because it looked like a game of Pong, but it would just bounce around the screen, and then you just like hold it, because it was just a square.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know you had this on here. This is actually like taking me back.
That's what I was trying to do, bro.
To the world of tomorrow.
To the world of still before we were born in 1972.
Still had one.
So yeah, the shooting gallery, well, that was the first light gun. And not a lot of people used it after that because it was a fucking disaster. It didn't work properly.
We're past that shit. Come on.
Yeah, we're way beyond that now. And then in 1975 is when they made an actual Pong console.
Thanks, Nolan.
Yeah, thanks, Nolan Bushnell, the Atari Pong console. It was two players. And, well, most games by that then were two players. Actually, now that I think about it, they didn't make like a one-player Pong game till it was well after that. Well, they had the one you could bounce off the wall.
Well, what I wanted to ask
like,
you...
Like Arkanoid, where you had to destroy the bricks?
Arkanoid, that was the game that Jobs was paid to debug. And he actually got $5,000 to do it, I think, for Atari, and he told Woz that it was only they were only getting $700. So Woz came in, did all the work, and then he did the whole thing, debugged Arkanoid for Atari. Jobs paid him $350, and
what a guy that Jobs.
Yeah, that Jobs.
Great man. I'm gonna go buy an iPhone right now in his memory. What
a piece of Jobs.
But it still had just a knob. I mean, nobody had thought about maybe we should add a button to do something because every single console game or anything at this point was a Pong clone.
If you think about it, if you think about the way that power flows and if you think about the way like a volume knob works and what they were working off of, is it was just turning the frequency up and down and up and down. They didn't think of doing like a stop, switch or like
a switch in there. Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes sense. It's the path of least resistance until somebody decided that like, why don't I just make something that, when it's all the way down, it's off. Like, just a button, so.
Until you get to the Channel F.
Ooh.
The Fairchild Channel F. This thing was...
I have been waiting for this.
It was weird. It was, it was this weird, like, dildo joystick thing.
Like the Power Glove.
Like the Power Glove. Yeah. If that's how you're buying your dildos, bro. You're doing it wrong. I want the big black fist one. It was like this long, like 6-inch shaft that you held onto.
Why is this
like
not
a dildo? And it had this knob on the top. You kind of turned, and you could pull it, and you could push it.
Was it like a bop it?
It was like a dildo.
This is for kids.
It's for kids.
Yeah, it's like
it was, I guess, like a bop it, and you could pull on it, and that was a button, and push on it, and that was a button.
Was it the power shove?
The power shaft.
Power Shaft.
It was a Power Shaft.
I went with the more obvious.
Which is pun. Also why it was black.
And then you got to this point, you could actually rotate that little thing.
Okay, you got to stop.
And you could like, now you can...
Bop it. Twist it.
And you can turn the paddle now. Pull it.
Spank it.
That was pretty awesome. Dude, you could turn the paddle and bop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And dildo it.
This is the evolution of the dick joke. So I got this video game idea, but there's a shaft, and there's actually two buttons underneath. You just got to jam the buttons.
And you just grab a big handful of it.
Back in Jersey. Everything originates in Jersey. All right, so we got controllers with Doof, Flangles, Flippity Bops, Shafts, and...
Well, you gotta kind of blow through these until you get to the Nintendo, because... Everything's an innuendo.
what I think fucking buttons we should have skipped from 1958 to 1979, because they all sound like they were trying to,
well, they were all for controlling Pong machines, and they would just add little tiny things here and there.
What I think, and I don't mean to knock on you, because I mean, you guys have never knocked on me for an outline. But what were the controls for an arcade at this time? Like, were they even trying to
emulate? No, they didn't even try to get to the emulating an arcade for actually quite a while.
Well, because I know, like, one of the first arcade game was a Pong machine, right?
Well, like, they had what, Asteroids back in the day?
You know, actually, I don't think we hit that yet. Like, we're still before that, yeah.
Yeah, it was
Centipede, Pong, which just
was,
had a knob.
All it was pretty much was Pong. That was it. It was just Pong with that stupid dial in the middle. That was it. And everything tried to emulate it from that point forward until you get to, like, the late 70s.
Yeah.
As far as home consoles go.
All right, I want to skip the 2600.
We got to talk about the Atari.
We have to talk about.
You got to talk about the 2600, because now you got buttons and shit that actually do things instead of just having buttons to reset the console.
The Coleco Telstar, which was the same year as the Atari, had a steering wheel and a light gun,
which was actually pretty awesome. The light gun was garbage, but it had a steering wheel, bro. That's badass.
That's huge.
But they were all, like, attached to the console. It wasn't like a controller that detached.
No, but if you think about it, it's just a bigger Pong knob.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, that's really all it was.
Yeah.
But
which is fucking genius. Like, it really is. I didn't think about it. It's just frequency. And
well, not only that, just the marketing of the thing. You know, everyone's used to playing the Pong knob.
Yeah.
Well, now you throw a steering wheel. This one's got a fucking steering wheel.
I will never play the Pong knob.
But now it's got a steering wheel. It's the same fucking thing. It just looks like a steering wheel.
It is. Bigger, it's just bigger. It's just
but where's the game that includes the steering wheel and the gun? We didn't get that until Grand Theft Auto.
Oh no! You had an arcade where it was there was a steering wheel light gun.
I remember what that game was. That was a bad
terrible,
arcade game.
Terrible.
Oh, I remember that arcade game.
Yeah, where it had a steering wheel and a gun. Where you're just like driving around. It's like promoting drive-by shootings.
It was a really bad game, but I mean, the 2600 was the buttons actually did. Like real thing shooting at this point.
Okay, so we are bridging the gap between the knob that modifies the frequency that will make everything go up
that
and
made
down.
Pong things do Pong things.
Yeah, Pong things do Pong things. Because all they needed was to reflect things. So we're starting to get to buttons because we're starting to get into the fucking real shit. Like,
yeah,
because
now it's no longer Pong machine. You're like, you can do all this crap now.
Get rid of that shit. Are we on the Atari 5200?
Yeah, now we're talking about the 2600, which, like, that was the best. I mean, not the best, but that fucking blew everything else out of the water. And
now, was Intellivision, was that ColecoVision in Code Monkeys?
No, the ColecoVision was a thing, wasn't it?
No, it was a... Game of Vision, yeah.
Yeah.
Something of Vision.
But they had buttons, man.
Well,
buttons.
Here's what I understand. Like, 17 buttons is what you have written.
Oh,
on
the Intellivisions.
Yeah, the Intellivision.
Dude, it had buttons, and then it had for some reason, it had a fucking number pad on it. Like a phone number pad.
Or like a remote, TV remote.
Dude, it was fucking massive.
Well, I mean, you're...
So it was like this big long, I'm trying to, like everyone can see this as I'm trying to demonstrate this. It was this big long thing with a...
Put your dick away.
You hold it. You hold it with one hand and you cup the bottom of it with your other hand.
Yeah, and it's just like...
And then you put the ball in the cup.
It's like you're mixing a bowl.
Hand-painted wooden ball in a cup. But it had like a paddle in the middle, and then it had two buttons on the side.
Well, you know what it might have been like?
I guess like a walkie-talkie or something.
No, here's the thing. What it might have been like is that, you know how like the motion sensor, like when the Wii came out, and they're like, even though the Wii like had like inferior graphics to the Xbox and the PlayStation, they're like, this is fucking stupid. It's not going to work. And then all the shit works. They're like, oh shit, dude, we should get some motion sensor shit up in here. So maybe when they realize like, oh, this is what a button will do.
Like that's let's add tons of buttons. Like,
what about if we did all the buttons, all that shit? So no, I can understand why they go overboard, because there was probably like a game where it was like, you know, pretend like you're dialing a phone.
Let's play dial the phone.
There was a lot of games that actually used that number pad as like a primitive D-pad.
Okay. Well, no, and you still had that in some of the phones. It actually transferred to the textile phones. Is where you'd use like the
older phones that are just like have actual buttons on them.
I give you
remember when
Snake.
Phones had buttons,
dude. Yeah. Snake 2.
Yeah,
that was the shit. So you can see that kind of transcending between the two things.
When you look at it now, I mean that's dumb. It was dumb. I mean, really.
Well, what do you want? That's like
they just try to jam too much onto it.
That's like looking back in history. It's like no polio vaccine.
No, that's actually Chumps. Pretty awesome. I'm glad I don't have polio.
Well, I mean, look at controllers now. They've got like 16 buttons.
They do, but they're ergonomically designed.
Ergonomic? Is that like omnipotent?
You're not going to let that die, are you?
Ergonomic.
Ergonomic. It's like ergo tu fortis.
I don't even know you anymore. can we just start over?
If you stand,
let's do it over. Let's do the episode over.
Yeah, let's just start all over again. No, I don't want to hear this fucking song again. We're not starting over.
What about stand and forsooth?
Stand ho and unfold thyself. Like unfold. I'm not folded, bro.
We went way deep in Shakespeare. I want to get past the 5200 because this is where
the 5200 was the joystick. That's where the joystick came out of the arcade.
Atari 5200.
Yeah, that was where they were trying to make the arcade
into your home and touching it, yep, grabbing it, gripping it with your hand,
ball.
Just gripping it. Hard.
But it wasn't even the same because you wanted that click. But an Atari joystick, it's like it bends. Like you're pushing left, pushing right.
It's like kind of soft.
Yeah,
it doesn't have that. Dude,
welcome to the dick joke.
It's a fucking disaster.
I mean, you grip it. It is like you have to actually put the controller down in your palm, and then you just wrench it around.
Don't wrench it too hard.
You wrench around and wrench it off.
It had this, like the controller type controller, it had this joystick on it.
Uh-huh.
That didn't, like, it didn't center.
I seem to remember that it kind of would just...
Yeah, it just, like, you would push left and it would stay left until you were done being left and you had to go... I don't understand how this perverted at all.
There's a dick joke in there somewhere.
There's not. You're just really drunk.
Nah, man.
It wouldn't just... It wouldn't move back to the center. It would just lean to the left like Dirk's dick until you had to move it.
Listen, it curves back to say hi to me, okay?
And this had like a pause button on it, which was awesome. You had to get up and go touch the console, pop your big fat ass and go over there and touch it. What? No. Stop picking your nose.
I'm just scratching, not picking.
Okay.
Scratching.
All right. Asshole.
Welcome to my hell.
What? You picking your nose?
No. This was the, what was it?
So after
Uncharted 2.
After the Atari 5200.
No, this is what I want to talk about.
This is where all the magic
there
happens.
There we go.
This is like, when
you had to blow. You had to get blow through those.
For real,
go ahead and laugh.
Man,
to get to all the things. Now, to get to all the stuff that we recognize as an actual video game controller.
1983.
The NES.
Look at this stuff.
Nintendo Entertainment System.
Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you say my collection's complete?
This was the game changer.
Wouldn't you think?
Isn't it like that pun? Game changer?
That was good. That was great.
Yeah. Why are you singing Little Mermaid songs?
Oh, I thought that was...
A whole new world.
I'm really confused right now.
It's a new fantastic point of view.
What are you talking about?
No one can tell you no or
a
where to go.
Tasty. It's a fantasty point of view.
Yeah, but that's from it's Aladdin. Where we're,
oh, that, okay. Yeah, you jumped.
Why are you guys talking about Little Mermaid and Aladdin?
I was thinking about the thingamabobs. I got 20. But who cares?
You are really drunk.
I want more.
Fuck are you talking about? Is he having a stroke?
Listen. I want to be where the people are.
I want to be a worm where people are?
I want to be where the people are. Up in the sun, you know. Walking around on, what do you call them?
This is magic.
Do you want some water?
This is magic. What's
like,
happening?
Like an aspirin or an ambulance.
I want to walk. I want to run. I want to play all day in the sun. Wandering free. If I could be.
Derek, trust me. Life is much better down where it's wetter. Under the sea.
Part of their world.
I just...
Of buttons and joysticks.
Dueling Disney tunes over here.
Look, guys, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Deedly D. All right. Are you going to be okay?
No, I am.
I just can't wait to be king.
I feel like you just had a stroke.
No, I
don't even know how that started.
That's what we like. It's organic.
Not organic. There's nothing organic about that.
It was just going through the initial joysticks was just killer for me. Like I wanted to get to the NES, which is part of my world.
I got it. That was magical.
You don't even own an NES.
I have an emulator.
Did you play with an Xbox controller?
You want thingamabobs? I got 20. Anyway, so yeah, okay, let that NES 83.
1883. We should not drink on this show anymore. This what? Is a fucking disaster.
Drinking podcast first.
First. Absolutely first.
Duke is crying. You're crying.
Dude, have you ever started to actually do a Disney song and then stop?
Never. I have never just started a Disney song completely unprovoked.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Then you'll never be part of improv anywhere, okay?
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
Are you going to be okay?
You know what? Actually, Hakuna Matata.
That's a wonderful phrase. No, fuck you. Fuck you.
Hakuna Matata.
You're done. You're cut off.
It ain't no passing phrase.
I'm going to flip something.
We talked about Aladdin a couple weeks ago.
Time to get serious.
Yeah, super
serious. Serious.
Super serious.
Welcome to the Casual Cowardsy Game.
Use your radio voice. I'm Tom Brokaw. No, nothing?
Is that your uncle?
Yeah, Tom Brokaw. Yeah.
DuckTales.
He's actually... No, he is my Uncle Tom. It's not
Come on!
It's not racist if he's Come my on. Uncle.
We got two more pages to get through.
Okay, so moving into the now of gaming, what every controller is based off of and made bigger because our American hands got fatter.
No, because we needed more buttons.
More buttons.
We did need way
to
more
do
buttons.
More of the things.
Buttons yeah, and triggers and joysticks and internet connect.
Thingamabobs.
Do my laundry buttons.
We need to do more of the things.
Yes, all yes, the things.
All of the things. Control it with my face. Dude. Someone push Dirk's giggle button.
push the giggle button over there.
There we go. Now we're good to go.
I want
to
just grab you and good just to hurt go. Every part of your body.
So the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah, NES. Go ahead.
Had a four-way
Explain
D-pad.
Explain to me.
It had an A and a B button.
Had an A and a B
button. It had a select and a start button. Four buttons. All with actual functions. And it was designed to fit in your hand instead of, you know, being too large.
No more sexual innuendos.
For one hand.
Sorry. I've driven that train to the ground.
It was neat. Now. It was a little. It was, you know, compact. It was, God, some would say,
God fucking damn it.
Some would say it was a good size.
It's, God damn it!
Did you see what happens when your beloved show goes off the rails?
Dude, no. This is the farthest I've ever seen us go. Like, we just drove a train into the ocean.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was great. Okay, but the Nintendo did introduce, it, along with the controller, it did have the zapper. Like, it improved on light gun.
The zapper? Oh, the light
gun. The light gun. Because
it was more accurate, and I kind of watched a few videos yesterday about how it worked. Remember the screen used to flash?
Yeah, because it had to turn black, and that white pixel had to pop up. Yeah,
I never
up.
Noticed that. Like, it would flash, but it was so fast that it would turn black, and your target was white.
You know what I learned? I learned
because... I did not know that.
Well, building arcades, it only works with CRT TVs. So, like, when I started building arcades, I really wanted a light gun, but they're really hard to emulate and everything because you have to... You have to get the gun to recognize what part it's pointing at because it's a different size.
Calibrating
it. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for
using the words. But
and not Disney words.
Not Disney words. But when you go to a CRT, from a CRT to a flat screen TV, you can't do that anymore because it's not reading the light on the screen. There's nothing to do that. So that's why the Wii has that motion sensor bar, so it doesn't actually use the CRT scan lines. I mean, that's just from, like, you know,
dorking out real hard right now. I like it. I like, it's real hot.
It's like Halo all real over hot. Again.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
So then,
I
like the light bar was tasked to fight the Covenant, and then no. So
Chester, give me a beer.
You said that was plenty.
Well,
I tried to get you one earlier.
I lied to you.
All right,
I lied to you like everyone else in my life.
He wants more.
I'm going to take my headphones off for a second. Right, don't talk about me.
So the Nintendo was...
Oh, wait. He can still hear us.
He's still in the same room. So with the Nintendo, this is where they started using all the peripherals, like every peripheral that you could. And I noticed also you didn't even... I don't think you put in here. You didn't put the little robot.
That was... I tried to, like, not... Name every really, peripheral, just peripheral. It wasn't
a controller, though.
Yeah, it was things that we are more familiar with that maybe you had or someone else
so
had.
So something that was actually that you could put in your hand, textile, and it actually had...
control the game.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, the robot really didn't do that, but the power pad did.
Power pad.
That was terrible, man.
It was supposed to be for running, and you just get out on your hands and knees and just beat on it. God damn it.
Oh, no, I'm way past that
and you
shit.
You finally passed the innuendos. But no, you would play that stupid track and field game, and you would just... And slam on it with your fist. Like, you wouldn't actually run on that.
Well, you know what's funny is, like, I saw my buddy do that because I thought it was
the Hulk smash.
Yeah, you just the floor.
Slap it as fast as you can. Like,
slap it as fast as you're not over it.
I'm not over it. Maybe I just messed up.
The power pad, it was like a twister. It was like a twister pad that you plugged into your NES.
Buttons in it.
Well, here's what bothered me too, because you have the advantage on here for the NES.
I fucking
NES.
Love it. It's one of my favorite.
No, but
controllers.
I hate it because it's not an actual joystick.
It's a D-pad with, like, a nubbin that comes out of it to look like a joystick.
Yeah,
but so it doesn't have switches inside of it.
That's what you wanted with the arcade. Is you wanted those actual that switch, that actual that stop, that actual textile click. You wanted
and
that.
It was like spongy, like a D-pad.
Yeah, and that's what always bothered me. It never worked for me, and that's the same way with all the.
But
the
you know what's really great about the advantage. Was the turbo. That's what was great about the
advantage.
Okay,
I never did the turbo.
It had turbo buttons, but it wasn't just like push it really fast. It had an actual dial on it where you could adjust the speed of the turbo.
Yeah, and I just never used that.
So it would go, I think, from like 4 times a second up to like 16 times a second.
That's fancy.
It was pretty awesome. The advantage was bad. Yeah, I have one somewhere in this house and I couldn't find it.
You could say you could... edge your way up to whatever you wanted.
Oh my!
I'm sorry, that was bad.
I think just have the advantage.
So you also you also say that the Nintendo came out with a piano?
Yeah,
seriously.
Whoa! It had one game, a piano game. It was stupid, and that was
But that's like the Nintendo, first rock band,
Nintendo.
Right
Nintendo, yeah, Nintendo really just
they were all about the peripherals.
Yeah, they that was like the birth of the peripheral. I can't even say that. Like, they had so much fucking garbage for that thing. It was fucking insane.
Well, yeah, because they had Gyromite. They had the robot that did all that bow shit.
The fucking Virtual Boy.
The Virtual
Boy. Disaster. Absolute fucking
disaster.
That
was disaster. Its own system, though.
Was it?
Yeah, because yeah. it still had the controller.
After the Nintendo. It was like before the only Super game Nintendo, was tennis. And it was just a disaster. But, I mean, Nintendo did so much fucking shit. The NES Max. Did you ever have... Am I the only one that had any of these things?
I don't know what that is.
I never had an NES.
Okay, it was... It looked kind of like a Nintendo controller, but instead of the little cross shape that you would normally have...
Oh, it had an eight-way.
It had, on the outside of it, it had... It was like a square, about like a 1.5-inch square.
Okay.
And it had this slider thing in the middle. It didn't actually do anything. You would just slide your thumb across it until you got to the button you would want to hit. It was really fucking stupid. And I don't know. Some people seem to really like it. I don't understand why.
Bah.
It's really, really fucking dumb. It's
rounded with legs for gripping with pinky / ring finger?
Yeah, that was... Okay, you know how like your PlayStation controller has the little nubs that come down to your grip?
Mm-hmm.
So that was like the first time that the controller was actually built. Because you didn't do... With the regular controller? Stop looking at my hands.
This is my first time I wish there was a video podcast. Yeah. I'm not going to go over the top. Ryan just like stroking two things down. Like, no, it's just like...
Oh, okay, I see it.
Yeah. So the original NES controller was just a block. What did you do with your pinky and your ring finger?
Oh, and that controller is terrible.
It is awful. That little... The D-pad thing?
Yeah.
Was just a mess.
Okay, so...
But you could grip the whole thing with your mouth. You could suck it like a dick.
I'm just looking at you, man. That's all I'm doing. I'm looking across the table.
There's no more innuendos.
Let's just you know pull out all the stuff.
I don't know how you can keep coming up with them. I don't.
No, but I don't think how we didn't see this coming.
God damn it. Charming.
Anyway, no, okay. So, along with besides the Nintendo controller that hit, Sega Master System, it was still a square controller, but it had six buttons, so they're starting to add a little more.
No, the Master System It almost looked like a Nintendo controller, but it had an A-way D-pad.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I had a Master System, and I never had the NES.
It didn't have start and select on it, and there was no way to pause it. You had to get up off of your ass again. It was like a step backwards. You had to get up off your ass and go pause it on the console. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there was no start, select, there was no way to pause it with the controller, which was kind of stupid. But they came out, I mean, at least in Japan, not here, but they came out in Japan like really, really close to each other. So there was no way they knew Nintendo was going to do that.
Okay.
Without corporate espionage.
And then the Genesis.
Oh, yeah. The Genesis was great for big fat American hands.
No, it did. It was like more of the curve, and I'm going to do the...
God.
Just that curve, just...
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
it's more ergonomic.
It did, yeah. It started off with the four buttons, but then it moved... No, it was the three buttons in line, but then they added the XYZ.
Yeah, because...
Up on top.
Fighting games started getting huge.
Yeah.
And you needed a way to...
And that was killer. High punch. That was everything for me, is just the XYZ. Eight-way, you know, I never really noticed it when I was... when I was younger and playing, but now, like...
Now you can't live without it.
No, absolutely not, because it four-way was just for all those games, like, up, down, left, right. Even Cuber, they're like, oh my god, he goes diagonal. It's because they rotated the joystick at a 45-degree angle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So nobody would know. And then Super Nintendo, they did four buttons.
Super Nintendo, again, was another thing that just... Everything we know now, they added shoulder buttons.
So it still had six buttons, basically.
It did have six buttons, but they moved them to the shoulder, which everyone has. You got to have a shoulder button now. You can't play a shooter. I didn't play a shooter without a shoulder button now.
Here's the thing that bothered me is like getting used to the Genesis with the six buttons. It put them all right there. Like, I'll use the Street Fighter analogy. You had all the punches on top, all the kicks on the bottom. When you moved it to a shoulder, then you had your low punch or high punch all the way on the left, and then your high that punch on the shoulder button. That doesn't work for me. Like, I hate that.
That's why you
shit.
Go into the options, and you go through and you change your punch and kick to RXYLAB.
Roxy Lab.
That's how I remember how to do it. Every time I would start Street Fighter 2, RXYLAB.
And I love how you put the Atari Jaguar on here. Never even...
Oh, no. No one ever had one, but...
Never touched one.
It went back... I wanted to put that on there because they took a huge step backwards, and it looked almost like the Intellivision, but it was like the size of a toaster. It was a humongous controller, and they put the fucking number pad back on there. Like, why really? The fuck did yeah. they do that? Well, yeah, it was stupid.
Was it like a smaller
one? It was seriously like 8 inches by 8 inches, humongous controller with a number pad down in the middle of it.
Do not knock the man who invented Chuck E. Cheese, okay?
Yeah, that was like their death knell.
Oh, holy
I mean,
shit, these controllers are gigantic.
I'm telling yeah. you, man. It was hideous. Stupid.
Dude, I just remember that when that system came out, they're like, we're going to have an Aliens game. There will be face huggers. Face fucking huggers, man. And that was all. It was like, it was terrible. I really wanted that system to do a lot because that's when I was... Yeah.
But yeah, it was super, and it was really expensive too. It was, and everyone already had, by this point, an SNES or a fucking Genesis. Why would you get a Jaguar for that ridiculous price with that controller that looked like a fucking TI-86 calculator?
So Sega Saturn, 94, stuck with the six buttons. So we're pretty much on the point now where the D-pad is standard.
Yeah, D-pads, I mean, like I said, was the game changer. Everyone has a fucking D-pad nowadays. Well,
you didn't put this on here. The D-pad that Nintendo has is patented.
Their specific D-pad?
Their D-pad, the technology that they use, is patented. It cannot be used on any other thing. Like, that's why, like, when you pick up any Nintendo controller, whether it's a regular Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64,
a Wii.
Or a Wii, the D-pad is the exact same. It will be more responsive or what you're used to.
That's true. When I think about it, because the PlayStation, they're actually like four independent buttons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With plastic in between them. Mm-hmm. The Xbox is actually round and they're kind of like raised in a cross shape.
Yeah, the Xbox is bad because when you want to play those four-way games, it gets in the way, like the diagonal stuff, so you can't.
The Saturn, again, this thing was fucking huge. It looked exactly like a Discman.
I think Dan had one, right? I don't remember that much.
No, I don't think he had a Saturn.
No, he had a Saturn because I remember watching him. Yeah, he played Tomb Raider. I watched Tomb Raider like all the time
but
on that
thing
ship.
It was so ridiculous, dude. Look at the Enterprise. It was massive. Okay, there was no reason for that to exist. So nothing, at this point in the game, I mean, technology is getting smaller. There's no reason to make a controller bigger.
Nothing big happened there. PlayStation.
That, oh man.
Oh, dude. It changed the game, but it also ripped off Nintendo.
Yeah, it did. Four buttons. It looked like a
boomerang.
More ergonomic version of
the NES Max.
SNES.
Yeah.
Okay. Not the Max, but the Super Nintendo controller with the four buttons were in the same configuration.
Yeah, you're not holding it like I don't know, like a controller, but you're actually
like with the Max, you had something to do with the rest of your fingers. They weren't just floating around cramping up on you. You could grab the entire controller.
I'm done. I'm just laughed out.
Well, now we're to the point where he knows what we're talking about and he can get in on the conversation. But
I went through a phase, okay?
It was, 5 minutes ago.
Listen, it's hard not to think of dick sucking jokes in Disney movies and Disney songs.
At any given moment,
yeah, Ariel and dick sucking jokes just go hand in hand.
Because she's not doing anything else with herself.
She will.
Yeah. She can't. Yeah, she can't. Fucking. Yeah, she. There's nothing there.
Beat up that fish pussy. Yeah.
You like fish dicks? So anyway, yeah, okay. So the PlayStation, when it really moved into what everybody was looking for, but it also it had a really good system to back it up. And then Nintendo is like, oh, you want it? You thought we didn't know?
Yeah. No, it's like, oh, you enjoy these little things to grip on? Well, here's another one for your third hand that you don't have.
What the
fuck? The 64.
What the fuck is with the 64, dude?
I don't know. It was a weird controller. I mean, it worked, I guess, for their games, but really, what did you play? GoldenEye and Zelda. That was pretty much...
Yeah, and Mario Kart.
I mean, well, actually, and we played Conquer.
Smash Brothers, Conquer.
That Gauntlet game on them was pretty
Gauntlet
good,
was pretty cool, but still, but at the same time...
Pilot Wings? Don't forget Pilot
Shut
Wings.
Shut the fuck up about Pilot Wings!
So, you still only used...
But yeah, the D-pad was pretty much non-existent on there. I mean, it was there, but you didn't really use it.
Well, you had
it.
The C buttons.
Yeah,
you didn't even put
D-pad. I mean, you're almost all... Yeah, why do you even have it? Because you're using that middle shaft. and the right shaft to grip to, onto.
I've driven dick jokes into the ground for this episode.
And what did you use the D-pad for? Ever.
Casual Cards of Gaming, making dick jokes unfunny.
I think Cracked did that first.
Oh, okay.
Our dick jokes are hilarious.
They are. No, but
we brought them back.
No, with the 64, it gave you like a stalactite, like just three things hanging.
Yeah.
And you,
it was
you
could, the weirdest shape
you
controller. Could,
yeah, it was weird, but the you never held it like it was intuitive. Like on the outside, you always had to hold like the middle stick with the trigger, mm-hmm. and that, it really and that, sounds like a gay porn that we're working on. I mean.
And that was one of the things. I mean, I know the controller was kind of weird and awkward, but the trigger, which now every
it's guaranteed.
It's no longer a shoulder button.
They have triggers and shoulder buttons. So moving on from
again, big ups to Nintendo. Every time you have a huge shift in controllers, it always seems like it's Nintendo.
But they add just like a little bit. Like everything is they're always copying each other. They're always like adding new things. So you have the Dreamcast on here, which they took out the shoulder buttons but made really awesome triggers. You had that thumbstick and you had the D-pad along with the four buttons. So, but also they made it like a giant like a dish plate, like a dish.
Yeah. So they didn't realize what they did.
It's like a big steering wheel.
They didn't realize what they did with the Saturn with that humongous controller and like, we need another humongous controller.
Well, but they, in their defense, they also, and so did Nintendo, they were working with technology that had to be big and bulky for the save or the Rumble Pack.
Well, that's what we forgot about the N64, the Rumble Pack.
Yeah.
That was another thing they did that now everyone is doing. I mean, you don't have to have a pack,
the
separate
external
pack.
Memory card, when too.
The external memory card and the Rumble is now a standard feature for everyone.
It is. But what's funny is I hate the Rumble.
I love the Rumble. Are you kidding me? I love okay. that the feedback is fantastic.
The textile feedback, you need that shit?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great.
You know what's funny is that didn't they make a vest that had actual feedbacks for when you got hit?
For when you got shot or something? Yeah.
Oh, also,
battle jacket?
No, yeah. The battle vest, if you will.
Touch it with your skin!
No, you didn't put this on here either. Do you remember the Sega had the octagon that you stood in
that
and like
was
kicked?
I thought about doing that, but that's a peripheral. Okay, the activator, I think, is what it's called.
It was the activator. So we're actually doing controllers.
Yeah, because that I could have put all the guitar controllers on here, and the drums and everything else. But
here's the thing we should talk about. The PlayStation controller has been largely the same from the word go. They added
You guys didn't read anything I wrote, did you? Because I put that on there later.
They added the
DualShock design.
Joystick. Oh, you said standard.
It's been largely unchanged because it works really, really well.
Well, I couldn't tell you because
they added the joysticks.
I don't own a PlayStation 4.
It feels the same. It's a little fatter, a little thicker.
Ooh.
Black, a little bit blacker.
A little darker.
Yeah.
A little darker. A little heavier in the hand.
A little girthier.
Yeah. It's a little thicker on the shaft. But all in all, it's pretty much the same as.
That was the professional dick joke.
Well, they got rid of the cord. I mean, now we have the cordless consoles, controllers.
Well, it's not
losing
even
words.
When I was asking him about this earlier, too, is because I think that the Xbox and the PlayStation, while the Xbox controllers are a little bigger, I think that we're not giving enough credit to the third party controllers that they make, that people make. So the Logitech wireless controllers for the Xbox, not one, but the first Xbox and the PlayStation 2 are in my opinion, some of the best controllers ever made. Yeah, the Xbox, the first Xbox controller made by Logitech that was wireless, because it was put on. It was actually made on the same frequency.
Up there. There's one in this room somewhere.
No, but it's not the huge one. It's not the one that was like this big. Because the first one they made was gigantic, and the second one they made, or like the second generation, was actually controller size. It was put on the same frequency as cell phones, like, what is that, 24, 2.47
gigawatts?
Yeah, gigawatts, yeah, to go back in time.
1.21 gigawatts.
Well, When I bought that PlayStation from the guy on Craigslist, he showed up with one of those controllers. I was like, this is worth the $50 that
and
I played
some
for the
meth, PlayStation. And he was like, are you ready to party and play? Like,
it's not blue, but I'll do it. No, and I think controllers, aside from peripherals, they've hit a standard to where there are shoulder buttons, they have the face buttons, they have the joystick. Not the joystick. They have the because now they're digital or analog pads. Yeah. They all work, and they moved sensitivity into it to where if you barely push it,
mm-hmm.
which is cool because like in building a couple of my arcade sticks, like you can see how that stuff actually works. So,
man, you just blew to the end of the episode.
We did skip some.
I did blow my load. Yeah. A little
no, up. That I mean that was great. I mean, but man.
Let's take a step back.
You know what? If anything, I'm known for blowing my load too soon.
Yeah. Come with us on a journey back to 2001.
Yeah, back to 2000. The PS2 controller, which was pretty much a clone of the PS1.
Mm-hmm.
But
they did add the joysticks. But
they added joysticks to it. And
no, they
it had
no,
built
no,
in.
No, no, no. They're not joysticks. They're analog sticks. There's analog and digital. That's the difference because they're going from being actual textile buttons. Where on is on and off is off, to actual where you do subtle movements, like you barely movement. And actually, that's where it brings back the frequency.
The 64, the N64 deep joystick did that too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, wait, no, it did. So that actually brings it full circle to where you're actually.
It does say analog stick right there.
There's words.
No, but what
there's
I'm saying,
a lot
listen,
of words on that.
Listen,
outline.
What I'm trying to bring back is like, you know, in the beginning they had like the frequency where you could just like turn the knob and it would move it up and down. Like the slower you turn the knob, the slower the Pong thing would move. So they did that. They brought it full circle with the D-pads, or not the D-pads, the actual analog stick. So,
mm-hmm. But another thing that the DualShock 2 did was Rumble is now. It's no longer a pack. It's built into the controller forever from this point forward.
It is a feature that I turn off every time.
God, I can't believe you hate the Rumble.
I don't hate it.
It kind of makes you feel, you know, like when an explosion goes off and it goes, and you're like, fuck yeah. This is that makes you feel a little bit more immersive.
Except when you have you set the controller down for a second.
On the arm, of the chair and it goes, and just falls off the side. Like, God damn. It's like, please reconnect the controller because your goddamn battery pack popped off.
I would say that's why I wear the battle vest to feel. Well, no, but even the Rumble that actually added to like Metal Gear that we were talking about a month ago, to where they added like a little feature like for the Rumble, like oh, just put it on your arm and I'll massage it for you, or your dick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The GameCube didn't really do anything new,
but it was still a good controller.
Those yellow.
Well, you C didn't buttons. Have the three prongs anymore.
Yeah, it went back to regular controller shape, but it moved those three yellow buttons into an actual like a joystick type dealy. What's up, dog?
I'm just showing you the time.
Ah, whatever.
Longest point cast ever.
controllers are exciting. You cannot play video games without controllers.
We're on page three, though.
No, you can't, and I agree. Like,
but they had that awkward layout, that big green button in the center. And then like the red button off to the left, and then they had those two gray buttons over the top.
Yeah,
X and Y.
Kind of weird.
Well, because Nintendo is always trying to reinvent something.
And usually it works out, but sometimes you get a GameCube controller.
Well, the game. Okay, right. So with the GameCube controller,
you mean a 64 controller?
Oh no, but you know what? So
look, that gave us the trigger.
No, but here's what it speaks to with the controllers for each different console is that I prefer to play Mario Kart 64 with a Mario Kart 64 controller.
Mm-hmm. It's a GameCube controller, right?
No, Mario like 64.
The 64 controller.
No, the Mario Kart Wii. I prefer to play with the 64 controller. I mean, not the GameCube controller. But that just it's a point in gaming to where the controller was one for one or synonymous with what the game was. So that's why I prefer that. Like that.
Yeah, because you're playing Mario Kart. It's the same game. It looks prettier.
Yeah.
But you're used to playing it like this.
And you even wanted to talk about the Logitech controller that we love, like that blue controller.
Oh yeah, yeah, and we're pretty much almost through consoles now because we're in generation 7, I think. So
there's more.
There's more. The Xbox. Jesus Christ, this thing was so fat. The original, the very first Xbox controller, the one that came with the first Xbox, was just fucking massive.
Nobody's listening to this.
I'm listening to us.
I'm just saying nobody's... We stopped... I didn't know there was a third page. Look at this. Oh, it goes all the way down.
Did you just have... They put that big, humongous Xbox logo in the middle of it. That's guess fine. What, bitch? You're playing an Xbox.
Well, but that was fine. That was...
No, it wasn't.
When they had the black and white buttons, too, which were awkward to...
Oh, that was for the original Xbox.
Yeah, yeah, they were, just... like, way up in the corner.
No, but a lot of the old controllers and even the Logitech controller we were talking about, they moved the black and white buttons down to make it the third...
Well, even Xbox released a smaller controller with the black and white buttons.
More they moved the black and white buttons, and they also switched the D-pad and the analog.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because at that point, you're using the analog more, so they made it more accessible.
I think there was kind of a shift in technology at the same time. Or they wanted to... Well, if you look at the PlayStation controller, the PlayStation or the PS1 controller and the PSX, they're all different because the technology is getting better and better and better.
And this right here is where technology gets better with the 360. The 360 controller was awesome, not only because it was redesigned and it felt a lot better than the original Xbox controller, but it had a USB cable on it. And you could just plug it right into your fucking computer, which was amazing. You didn't have to go get a computer controller. Like, right here, I got one right here before. Like, that's what I use when I play emulators. I just plug it in and it fucking works.
Well, you can use one that plugs in with the USB, but if you had a wireless one, it was different. And also, there are... But it was cool.
You had to get an adapter to use.
I've got a wireless one. Cannot use it with my PC right now.
I have it. Didn't I give you an adapter? No, I gave that to Emmanuel. You can buy an adapter on Amazon for $5.
Yeah.
And it works. Cool. Like, no problem.
And then it's awesome. The only real change they made was adding that home button, because now consoles are computers.
Everything.
They're not consoles anymore. To go to the
dashboard. Yeah.
You had to go to the dashboard and watch an advertisement.
PS3 did the same thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, I mean, the PlayStation 3, it's...
They started with that stupid-ass motion control one. The
six-axis?
The six-axis, and they realized that was a fucking disaster, because people were pissed, unlike you, but most people wanted the shock. They wanted the vibration in their butts, and so they dropped the six-axis and went to the DualShock 3, so everyone could have that feedback.
Oh, yeah, I remember the six-axis where you...
that dragon, remember that dragon game? What the fuck was that?
That game was supposed to be the shit.
Dragoon or...
No, Panzer
Dragon?
No, that was Sega.
Oh, yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Breath of Fire?
No, was that maybe, maybe.
Breath of Fire was an RPG.
Was it? God, it was some dragon game.
Rain of Fire?
No, that was a movie with Matthew McConaughey.
That's right.
And John Connor and Batman and every other person he's ever been. But I guess, you know, you have the technology, you want to make motion controls, but we weren't ready for that, really. I mean, it didn't work very well.
No, I'm still not ready for it.
Everyone wants their controller to vibrate.
Got it. It's called Dragon Age.
Dragon Age Origins was the first one.
No, I know the one you're talking about, where it was supposed to be like the bomb shit. Like, this dragon game was going to be the tight... Fucking awesome, and just
and the game
ass.
Was dumb, and the controller was dumb, and the DualShock 3 is much better. Trust me, I have one. I use it all the time. Because I can't play my PS4 because I don't have any games. And then the Wii. Again, Nintendo tried to just change the whole fucking game.
It was called Layer. Yeah.
It was weird. The Wii works for Wii games, but for, like, you know, you want to play Call of Duty?
Yeah.
You're using a Wiimote.
Well, no,
had to buy the nunchuck periphery.
Yeah, so if you want an analog...
Periphery.
If you want an analog stick, well, you got to get another thing referee. And plug it into your Wiimote. This is kind of
okay,
silly.
Okay, I will admit that I like that the Wii, the wand, is versatile, that you can turn it sideways. They did a good job making it so you can...
Yeah, you can turn it sideways and use it like a controller.
Yeah, but it's not too comfortable. It's not like a controller, but you can actually buy another controller that's very much like a PlayStation controller.
Yeah, it's called the Classic.
Yeah,
they have the Pro version.
I have the
which
Pro,
looks like a PlayStation.
I have
controller.
The Pro version. I have two Pro versions. Yeah. I don't have the Classics that look like
the SNES controller.
Yeah, SNES one.
Yeah.
But they also have. I kind of liked how they took the the controller like that everybody had from like the PlayStation and the Xbox, and if you had the nunchuck, you can. It was like you took a controller and just broke it in half.
Yeah,
and that's kind of nice. I mean, and it did open up more things like for their games, like the Zelda games, where you can use your sword slash.
Yeah, and that was where they did motion control right.
Yeah,
Sony tried to do it with that six axis thing, and it didn't work really well. But Nintendo did it right, and everyone tried to copy him after that.
Well, everybody's trying to. The thing it is,
PlayStation Move, which is what's with the glowing wand things.
I don't know.
Well, here's the thing: is like everybody's just trying to, from what they did from the beginning, they're trying to improve on it. But I think that we've hit a point where the controller has pretty much just. It's come full circle. There was that controller peripheral that had a lot of buttons and whistles or bells and whistles. I can't think off the top of my head because one guy, the guy actually, he wound up like talking shit to a kid and Penny Arcade got looped in. You guys remember that?
No, bro.
Anyway, like so they made a peripheral to where the buttons, they made all the buttons actually accessible like right at your fingertips.
Okay, I know what you're talking
about. But this kid just wanted to know where his was, and the guy was just an absolute douchebag.
Yeah.
So it looked like a great peripheral to put your... Because it actually went around your controller.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like a giant spider on your controller, but it made it so, like, if you flicked your fingers out, I think, like, it would push, like, a button. So it was just, like, real quick twitch stuff. So it wasn't like a mod for playing like Call of Duty or something, but it made everything like really a lot quicker. Yeah. So anyway.
And then from that point you move into the current generation with the Wii U, which stupid. Like the only thing I've ever played is that Zombie U game. It was I don't want to play a video game on a console with a tablet. I don't know. Maybe right? That's just me. It just seems silly. Like, everyone, there could be three people there with a regular controller, and you're the cocksucker in the corner with the fucking tablet.
Right.
Like, you're not participating with everybody else. You're doing your own thing, looking at the tablet, while they're having fun. It just seems so stupid.
I've never played the Wii U. It just seems counterintuitive.
I think it does. And then the...
Why?
You don't want a dinner plate?
Yeah. I don't... If I'm going to play on a tablet, I'll play on a fucking tablet.
The PS4 controller, it feels like... Again, the classic DualShock design, which seems to be working out really well for them. They didn't try to change it that much. They added a touchpad in the middle. The touchpad is also a button. I haven't had an opportunity to use the touchpad. I've only played a couple of indie games that did not make use of the... There's no touchpad in Rezogun.
And I have never touched the X-Bone.
I haven't touched one yet, but it looks really similar to the Xbox controller, but for some reason they added some more sharp edges. And it's glossier and easier to fling out of your hand.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They move the Xbox button like it's more to the top it's of more the controller. Edgy. It's like way up there. It's not like right where you used to be able to push it. So it seems kind of silly that they kind of took a little bit of a step back.
I would say that we still, like, we're pretty much, we've come to a standstill of where the controllers, I mean, not a standstill, but we've, not an apex, but as long as we have 10 fingers.
It's the uncanny valley. Or
great analogy. Great analogy.
You're what's your favorite?
My favorite is probably the PlayStation 2 controller. The Logitech PlayStation 2 controller is one of my favorites. Or both the Xbox and PlayStation 2 for Logitech. So go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, probably just the PlayStation 3 controller. I've spent the most time on that.
PlayStation 3 controller. So I think PlayStation wins with their controller design.
They win the controller.
The feel of it works battle. Really well. And they haven't tried to reinvent the wheel. I mean, really.
Congratulations, PlayStation. You win again.
Yeah, it just it feels right. They're not trying to do anything crazy. They're adding things, but it's still, at the end of the day, it's the same fucking controller.
There you go.
And one thing, not really console or controller related, but you know, with the Xbox 360, you got to plug your headset into the controller.
Yeah.
With PS3, I had a Bluetooth that integrated it seamlessly.
By the way, the PS4 has a headset that you can plug into the controller.
Boo.
Yeah, that was a bit of a step backwards. That was kind of weird for me.
I bet you can also use a Bluetooth.
So. Bluetooth sucked, though, on PlayStation. I hated it.
Really?
Yeah, you gotta get a good headset. Don't get one of those, like, $4 Blue Fish or whatever they're called.
Anyway. We have run very long for this podcast.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
You are welcome for welcome all for that all content Disney joke, we Disney threw
jokes.
At you.
The Disney white trash jokes. Are we? We just made a bunch of Disney jokes. Oh my God!
I mean, dick jokes, Disney jokes. I gave you spoken word, Ariel. What more do you fucking want?
Come on, people.
I feel like I've time traveled.
I do this all for you.
I honestly thought you were having a stroke for a minute.
I might have been.
Beer stroke.
Vinegar SGC, strokes. We're going to be there doing things. Yeah,
Screw Attack Gaming Convention. Dallas. Conference. Mm-hmm. Convention. What do I always say? I always say conference and I'm wrong and it's convention.
Yeah, SGC, Screw Attack Gaming.
In Dallas.
In Dallas.
July.
Mm-hmm. What is it, July 11th through 13th?
Sure, I believe
it. It is, 11th through 13th. We are in the gaming, not the gaming room, we are in the vendor area. We're going to have...
Not selling anything.
We're going to have what you would call a CRT.
I'm selling dope.
Selling ourselves.
We're not selling anything, but we're buying your love.
That's right.
The free stuff.
Yeah, we have a grip of shirts, we got a grip of stickers. So if you're out there in Dallas out in July, come give us a holler. We'll put you on the list. You can play us in Mario Kart. You can take your pick.
Put you on the list. We don't have a list.
We have a list.
It's I guess a list to play Mario Kart, but not a Schindler's. List to get in for free. That's yes. not going to happen.
No, it's not a Schindler's.
It's
okay.
not the same.
No, it's not. Schindler's okay.
not at all.
You got the red shirt on, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway.
None of us are Liam Neeson.
We're on fucking iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on Pocket Cast, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also check us out on casualcowards.com.
And I'm going to put that video up on YouTube.
Next week?
Yeah.
Nah, maybe tomorrow.
Oh, no. Are we on YouTube?
Kind of.
Well, we got like one thing on there.
Oh, no. I just that terrorist video you made.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to put that on there.
Oh, there's a horse. It's not really a terrorist video.
It's pretty terrible.
Anyway, Chester, take us out.
Oh, well, join us next week for What Command & Conquer with our friend Justin.
Ooh, red alert.
Who is our lawyer.
He is our lawyer.
Our lawyer.
Yeah, and we only had to resubmit our LLC paperwork like 3 or 4 times.
Thanks, Justin. My fault.
It went through finally?
We don't know yet.
We don't know
yet. They cashed my check. We don't know if they've
actually... This might be the Casual Cowards LLC.
We're a business.
Signing off?
Oh, no, the business is in effect. The address is wrong.
Okay.
Because Dirk and idiot.
You can't say that again.
Okay.
This has been episode 24.1.
Who are you?
My name is Chester.
I'm Brian.
And my name is Dirk.
Thanks for listening.